Hello, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is the teacher, and I'm your host, Ali. Well, in this program, The Teacher, we try to answer some of the major questions about Islamic teachings. Please stay with us. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear listeners, today in this show, we're going to be talking about Quran itself. Quran, we said, is a book revealed on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We all know that. Now, we claim, and the claim that is being made for last 1400 years is that Quran is a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed on the Prophet. So it's the biggest and the most major miracle of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Every prophet who has come in the past, they bring some miracles with them. And the claim is that Quran is the biggest miracle of Prophet. Not to mention that he also performed some other miracles. But this, by far, according to the scholars of Islam, is the biggest miracle of the Prophet. Now, how do we back off this claim? Like, how do we back up this claim? How do we defend this notion? The truth is that whenever we look at the Holy Quran from different points of view, each one of those views, it presents another image of its miracle. So, in other words, Quran is a multidimensional miraculous book. It's not a unidirectional that you can say, okay, there's just one miracle of this Holy Quran. No, that's not the case. Now, for instance, if you were to look at the eloquence of the Holy Quran, right? This eloquence in itself is a miracle of Quran, coming from a person who was born in the sands of Arabian Peninsula, right? He didn't have any teacher, so to speak. He didn't take any eloquence Arabic language classes. Right? But if you look at the verses of Quran, they show you a high level of eloquence. Then the content of the Quran itself, the quality of the content, the worldview of Quran, it is so wide that a person who's just living in those, you know, Arab, amongst those Arabs at that time, they cannot possibly think this big. So it tells you that it's a miracle of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this book. Then the scientific discoveries that Quran has pointed out in several of its verses, and those discoveries actually took place years and decades and centuries later after they were mentioned in the Quran. The fourth one is the hidden news of Quran. So for instance, Allah tells us about the ailments of a human body. And what different things can do to human body, right? These things, in today's time and age, when science has progressed so much, we have reached to some conclusions that were mentioned in the Holy Quran 1400 years ago. Last but not the least that we will be discussing in this series of show is the lack of contradiction and disputes between the verses of Quran. There is no doubt, brothers and sisters, that the Holy Quran is not a book about natural sciences, medicine, psychology, or even mathematical studies. Some people, they're devout, they're good Muslims, they're sincere, but when they claim Quran to be, let's say, a book of science, they confine Quran. So we have to be very careful. Allah says in the Holy Quran, that the Holy Quran is a book of guidance and one which builds a human being. Now, it refers to different things and phenomena that human beings require, but, you know, it's not a book of science. Now, we're going to take a short break, and once we return from a break, we're going to talk about some of those ailments and some of those scientific talks that Quran has done which are beneficial for a human being and a human body. Like, for instance, the first one is water. The second one is dates. And the third one is the hygiene. These three things we're going to talk about once we come back from the break. Stay with us.
Now, we will make you listen to a sound. What does this sound remind you of? Yes, it sounds like someone knocking at the door. The human ear cannot hear all sounds of the universe. It only hears the frequency range of human speech that covers 250 hertz and 3,000 hertz. It cannot hear the sounds below this frequency, which are called infrasounds, and sounds of ultrasonic, which are above this and at a very high frequency. They can only be recorded with equipment that can perceive these high frequencies. With the development of science and technology, the ultrasonic sounds of the universe from the atmosphere to the planets of the solar system, which sound at a very high frequency, have been recorded. The most interesting among them is the star which is named as Pulsar by the scientists, mentioned as the star of Tariq in the Quran, and sworn by. Yes, this star, which is called Tariq, sounds just like the sound of the door being knocked by someone. The most interesting side of this is that the word of Tariq in Arabic language means the knocker on the door. In fact, the word Tariq stems from the root of the verb tark. Tark means knocking strongly, slamming audibly. According to this, Tariq basically means the one who beats strongly, just like beating with a knocker and knocking on the door. How could today's discovery of the sound of the star, which is in the form of door knocking, of named as Tariq, meaning door knocker, 1400 years ago, be explained, since there was no science or technology then? If we regard the Quran as human word, God forbid, we must also accept that Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, recorded these ultrasonic sounds with the equipments that perceive high frequencies 1400 years ago and called them Tariq. But there is no single human being on earth who could accept this idea.
We once had a teacher, the teacher of teachers. He changed the world for the better and made us better creatures. Oh Allah, we've shamed ourselves, we've strayed from Al-Mu'allim. Surely we've wronged ourselves, what will we say in front of it? Mu'allim.
Welcome back, dear listeners. So before the break, we were talking about Quran being the miracle of the Holy Prophet. Rather, it is the greatest miracle of the greatest messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this Holy Quran, it gives us insight to many things, and it's a miracle from many dimensions. It's not just one aspect. Today we are inspecting the hidden news, or those things that got discovered later on by human beings. They were mentioned in the Holy Quran 1400 years ago. The first one we're talking about is water. It is one of the things that is probably, after oxygen, I think, is most commonly used in the entire world, right? Now, Allah has created every living creature from water. And of them are those that move on their bellies, and of them are those that walk on two legs. And of them are those that walk on four. Allah creates what He wills. Indeed, Allah is over all things competent. This is chapter 24, verse 45 that I just recited for you. Now, water is essential to health. We all know that. Drinking enough water would help to combat diseases such as back pain, arthritis, heart attack, kidney stones, and gallstones. Water also drives the devil out of our body because the shaitan is made of fire, and water extinguishes fire. So in general, water helps the body both spiritually and physically. Now, read that verse of Quran again from chapter 24, verse 45. Things that we know after the scientific discoveries and after the medical science developed and progressed, we knew it back then, 1400 years ago. Isn't that amazing for a person who was born in the sands of Arabian Peninsula? How would he be able to tell all those things to us? Unless Quran is a miracle. Now, let's talk about dates real quick. Dates are mentioned in Quran in several places, but particularly in the chapter of Mary, Maryam, the mother of Prophet Jesus. We read that Maryam, mother of Prophet Jesus, alayhi salam, ate dates when she gave birth to Jesus. The Quran says in the chapter of Maryam, "Shake the trunk of the palm towards you, and fresh, ripe dates will drop down onto you." This is verse 25 of Surah Maryam. If you notice, Quran is referring to the dates. We see that dates can be very helpful to pregnant and nourishing mothers. Today, scientific research is telling that to us, but back then, the Quran points out how Allah commanded Mary, the Lady Mary, to eat those dates. Dates are good for children as well. They contain magnesium, potassium, calcium, and other important nutrients that help the body. So, in Quran, when Allah says to Mary, eat it, you know, Allah is informing us through Quran that Allah knew it's good for her body. And Quran is mentioning that, and Prophet is telling us that Quran already knows. That makes Quran a miracle. How would otherwise a prophet who was born, again, in the sands of Arabian Peninsula would be able to tell all this? Last but not the least, hygiene. Quran says, "O you who believe, when you intend to offer the prayer, wash your faces and your hands up to the elbows, wipe your heads, and wash your feet up to the ankles if you are in a state of janaba, that is, you had a sexual discharge. Purify yourself." This is Quran chapter 5, verse 6. Personal hygiene is the first step to combating disease, and it is emphasized in the Quran. Muslims are expected to be clean all the time. They should perform ablution 5 times a day, cleaning their face, mouth, hands, ears, and legs. A Muslim must also bathe after sexual intercourse before he's allowed to pray, all in order to promote cleanliness. Prophet Muhammad advised the use of siwak, a natural toothbrush, which helps strengthen the teeth and prevent infection. All this coming from Quran, isn't it strange that today in the modern world, after all the medical science development, we tell people these things, and Quran and the Prophet of Islam 1400 years ago informed us about the matters of cleanliness? So with this, we leave you in Allah's care, and thank you for listening to today's show. Dear listeners, we hope you enjoyed today's episode of The Teacher. Don't forget to log on to our website at www.parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care, and bye.